Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit on.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. Come on. It's about that time. Let's go.
Hey, no limit.
No limit.
Yes, sir. It's the hottest radio show in the land. Take a minute off. It's on the air. That's right. We are on the air, and we are broadcasting live. You heard me live, as always, from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, from the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Mr. Dana L. King, and I am in the studio, and I'm excited to be here on today. Okay, I'm like hearing myself somewhere. I am excited to be here on today. Y'all might as well just come on in and join in with us today, man. It is going to be an awesome, awesome show, and I'm looking forward to all of the kind of conversation that we are going to have today. I have a topic. I have a topic scheduled, right? The topic for the day is supposed to be five ways David gave thanks. Five ways David gave thanks. Why is that thing talking? Five ways David gave thanks. That's what the topic is supposed to be today. But we're also going to be discussing the George Floyd murder situation in Minneapolis. So that's our topic for today. I hope you all are ready for it, man. I am excited again just to be here to do what I do and to have this platform. But part of that platform leaves me with what I feel is a weight of responsibility to discuss the things that are currently going on within our communities. So if I get deterred or detoured, the goal is to at least attempt to possible give you the best possible information. And when I speak to you all, I try to do it from the heart. I'm not trying to do it for any other reason. I'm not trying to get a rise out of people, so I want to make that clear. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer. That's right. She is the best producer in the land. Latanya Melton, handling the business on the other side of the glass. Push one. That'll get you to her. She will make sure you are saved and filled with some semblance of the Holy Ghost. And then she'll let y'all talk to me. Right. Just do that. Or you can call 323-870-4375. That's the call in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. That's all you got to do. Again, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Push one if you want to be on the air. If you don't want to be on the air, if you just want to listen because your phone signal is better than what your internet signal is, feel free to do that. You can put the phone up to one ear and watch us. If you don't like the way the audio sounds, you have the option to do either or. As always, you can 323-870-4375. If you want to email the show, email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can email the show that way. I remember now why I don't like producer, because I couldn't tag TTLO in. I know you see it, but yeah, it's like I couldn't tag it. Anyway, I don't like this producer mode. We got to figure out another way. But anyway. You can do that, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. Follow us on social media. Real simple, real easy to do on social media. All you got to do is tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Instagram, right? Instagram, real simple, real easy to do. Follow us on the gram, same thing, to TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. This is very, very interesting. You know what I just saw on this producer thing? Okay. So there is a call-in number on the, you know, I'm easily distracted. A call-in number pops up on the thing. Like, I'm trying to put, because it said put your call-in number in. I was going to put it in, and I guess it was going to be stuck on the thing. But there's an actual phone number that it gives people to call in for limited, for people who have limited access. They can call in and enter a phone number. This is very interesting. We got to check. We got to play with this. Anyway, 323-870-4375, call the number. If you want to follow us on the gram, TTLO Radio, I did that already too. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can find us on your iHeartRadio stations. Just do a simple search on the iHeartRadio app for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will be able to find us there. Amen, amen, amen. Do me a favor, y'all. Come in. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, and all of those places. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, you'll also find Grindology every Thursday with Lissette Herton, and every Tuesday, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. All right, I'm going to need y'all to help me out because when I'm in producer mode, I can't see nothing. Okay, there it is. Okay, so you are the only person that spoke. Thank you. To God be the glory, Pitts. God bless you, because I ain't see nobody else speak. I thought I like was having some issues over here. But y'all come on in and speak to the people and let the folks know what you're doing on this Friday evening. Okay. I should have got me some water before I sat down. I want to have this conversation with you all about what's going on in our community. We are all aware, and unless you live under a rock, the name George Floyd. My hands is off today. Ouch. Threw that with a little animosity. Ouch. I need to go to the doctor. No. Anyway, George Floyd, the name George Floyd. I'm glad I'm laughing because you know what? Just so you guys know, I have purposely refrained or restrained myself from talking about the Minneapolis situation. I have refrained from talking about it. I've made some posts. I've made some posts about it. I've had some conversation. I've done all that. But what I have to, what I want to do tonight is just have the conversation with you all, and I want to invite you all to be a part of the conversation. I know it's a lot to type. If you want to call in, please feel free to call in about and talk. If you want to do that, we will open the lines for you all to be able to do that as well. But I want to have a conversation with you all tonight about this George Floyd situation. I'm sorry, y'all. I was listening to myself because I sounded loud. But anyway, so unless you've been under a rock, you've seen, you've heard, you've watched the video. Maybe you did or you didn't. I'm gonna give two reasons. One, I'm gonna give two versions why you should watch the video, and why you probably don't need to watch the video. My black friends, my brothers, my sisters, you don't need to watch the video. If you choose not to watch the video, it's okay. You understand our plight. You understand what it means to be black in America. You understand all of that. You don't need to watch the video. If you are of any other ethnicity, if you are of any other ethnicity, you should watch the video. And I'm saying that with all due respect to my Anglin brothers and sisters of the European persuasion. You should definitely watch the video. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm an action movie guy, right? So I like good action movies. I like a good fight scene. You know, I like a good fight scene, and you know, especially fight scenes that are choreographed very well. With the way movies are set up these days, we understand and we see, we get a glimpse of what it is to see someone die in a movie. Then we had the Ahmaud Arbery shooting, and if you haven't seen that video, you see a guy running down the street, jogging, running, trying to get away, actually is what it was, trying to get away from people pursuing him. You see him try to defend himself, and you see him shot twice, shot dead. But it's a far off view, so it's not close up, and you just have to, you hear the shots, you see him stagger away, and then you see him laying there. The Breonna Taylor story, I don't believe that there's video of that, but Breonna Taylor is the one who was shot, I believe, when the police broke into the wrong house. They served a warrant at the wrong house. Again, I can't even wrap my mind around that. But I want to take it a step further. Monday, we had did the show on Monday. And apparently this was happening while we were on the air, live, while we were on the air Monday evening. And I heard about it. People were talking about it. My conservative friends were saying, don't tell me nothing about George Floyd unless you're going to talk about the people who got killed in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend. Right? The stupidity of that statement alone. But I'll leave that for later. What I heard was, are we good? Oh, because all of a sudden, all of a sudden I started. Blog Talk is great. Okay. For some reason, sorry, we're having trouble playing this video. Really? Facebook, that's what my live camera says right now. Sorry, we're having trouble playing this video. Huh? Video is interrupted. Wow. Okay. Has not received a single video. Pre-live to live. Okay. All right. Let's do this because I am not going to play with this thing tonight. I'm going to go the old route. This is what we're going to do. Put a message in there. We're going to restart the video because I don't know if y'all can still even hear me. I don't even know if people can still hear me, right? I know they can hear me on Blog Talk, but you said that, right? But they cannot hear me on, no, because ain't no volume, nothing. So put a message, if you can, in the. I can't tell. Yeah, because it's like down here tells you like your video signal, and my video signal is at zero for some reason, which is very strange. Let's do this. So we're gonna, frozen. Thank you, people. Did you put a message in there that we're gonna restart? You did? Okay, I don't see it. I'm sorry. Oh, there you go. I do see it now. We're gonna end this. Yep. And then I'm gonna come back with a new feed. Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. We apologize, y'all. We're gonna be right back on Blog Talk. We just need to get the video feed fixed because I'm not finna play with this tonight. So we're gonna do it the old way because this ain't working. Right now. Be right back, y'all.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
give you all the glory.
We give you
check.
Okay. All right.
Y'all come on back, man. Y'all, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. We had some technical difficulties, so I'm going to give y'all a chance to. I know some of y'all was on the other video. I still got Sister Bernice's comments up over here. Matter of fact, let me pull them up on this so I can keep them. Y'all come on in, man. Do me a favor. Hit the share button. Y'all make y'all way back. Thank the people on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for your patience on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to wait for my Facebook people to try to get back in here. Y'all come on back in quick, quick, quick. I ain't going to rush you, but quick, quick, quick. We good? Still? We good? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling Facebook producer. So we're going to try to figure out some other option for that. But y'all keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Yeah, y'all keep coming. Come on, come on. I want to make sure we get everybody back. And y'all do me a favor, hit that share button. Hit it a few times. I want to get this out, and I want to do it in a way that that everybody is able to keep up. Can't hear me. Really? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it because of the music? Y'all can't hear me? Can y'all hear me now? Mic check. Mic check. We good? Can y'all hear me? Yeah, why can't they hear me now? Like, really? Now what? I know, right? That is very strange. Okay, y'all, yeah, we gonna figure this out. And what in the?
Have you ever wanted? Have you ever needed something so bad till it almost hurt? Have you ever looked for, have you ever searched for something that you needed and you could not ignore? I've been there and I felt it too, wondering in my mind, Lord, what to do. So I fell to my knees, lift my hands to the sky. The only way that I got by was faith, just a little.
Whatever you want, you can get it by.